Okay, so we're starting now Perek Vav in the Goy. He talks about Be'inim Gidol V'chinach Habanim. Now, like I said before, his philosophy in Chinuch, I don't think is exactly equivalent to what would happen if you went to a parenting class nowadays. But he says the following. Mo'id tzar odom l'hashgiach al bono. A person has to be very, very careful over his children. She'elchu b'derach Hashem. They should go b'derach Hashem. Ki chas v'shalom. The kilkul banim the onshu of the aim ma'oid. So he says, if a child doesn't do what, the proper thing, and I would add, the parent was able to do something about that, and because they didn't give them the proper teichacha or the proper musar or the proper chinuch. Okay. Lemaisa. That's what I would add, but I don't think the Goyin holds like that. I think the Goyin holds regardless. It doesn't matter. The mice that's a bazillion to the parent, regardless. Like it says, Esavia Himachalalas by a Baskoin Ms. Mizanik. Esavia Himachalalas doesn't get involved in it. He wasn't a good father. He wasn't a good father. It doesn't matter. It's still bad for the parent, Chas V'Shalom. Va'af im ha'av tzadik. Im yeshle ben rasha. Even if the father's a tzaddik, if he has a tzaddik, if the son was a rasha, os neutlin oisay midan eden legehenam, they temporarily take him out of Gan Eden, leman yira bi yisurei benoi, so that he could see the Gehenna that his child is getting. So in other words, the greatest yisurim a parent can have is see the child with the yisurim. So a child who sees a parent who sees a child going through Yisurim is very painful. And a father who's a tzaddik, who Chas V'Shalom has a son who's a Rasha, he's going to have to get first front row seats to see the Yisurim that his son is getting in Gehenna. So that's what the Goyim writes. In other words, this is part of the Yisurim that he himself is going to have then. He's not going to get the Gehenna for the Averis, but he's going to get the pain of having to watch his child in Gehenna. So in other words, that's what it says in Mishlei. It says, Yaser bincha v'yanichecha v'yitin ma'adanin l'nafshecha. So Yisar ki afilu tzadik yimishlo ben rasha noitam oisim megan edu l'genu l'mayir yisur b'noi. So that's what he says the pasuk means. Yaser bincha, you should make sure to give proper musar to your child, v'yanichecha, and then if you do that, you'll have menucha in Gan Eden. But if you don't, your Gan Eden is going to be pretty messy because it's going to send you.
Because it's the parent's fault that the kid the rasha. You're saying
doesn't say fault, not fault. He's not involved in fault because the Goyin actually says clearly, v'afim tadrichim tomid b'musar. Even if you gave the musar v'loy kabel, but the child does not accept, afal pikein. The parent will have to experience some level of tzar in Olam Haba. Now, the tzar that they're going to experience in Olam Haba is not their own oinish. That's what he's saying here. The tzar is that he's going to have to watch the child getting punished in Gehenna. And that is gufa tzar, obviously. So, I don't know what the answer to your question, Adam. Is he saying fault or not fault? I don't know. It sounds like here he's not even saying fault, even if it's not your fault.
It's coming out that he did it proper, but they can't use the chayyur to not come.
That's what it sounds like. So
otherwise, it's a fine on the father. He didn't do the
right. If he didn't do what he did, if he didn't do what he was supposed to, it's a separate problem.
Just the mitzvah says he sees his son suffering from his bad choice.
Right, but at the end of the day, the son had a bad choice, and that's going to cause the son. So the parent will have to suffer with the child in Gehenna through that process. What?
In this world also, parents suffer
with the child. Right, and David is pointing out that that's the same way the parent suffers in this world too, watching the child do that, right? So that suffering is going to continue, loyally. So that's why the Goyin says that it's very, very, very important to make sure to add those protective layers over the child. Okay. Unbelievable concept. And, however, it goes fakir also. Aval, however, kishi miyasers b'noyu madrichoi, but if the person is zoicha, then a child follows in the right way, oz poide haben is aviv megehenna. It goes the other way too. The child can schlep the parent out of Gehenna and say, you know, he has the right, he has the ability, the schus of the child is able to get the son, I'm sorry, the parent, out of Gehenna, the gam mevioi legan eden, and he even has a chiluk in gan eden. This goin is coming from a medrash. This is a medrash by Rabbi Kiva, and this medrash is actually the source for saying Kaddish. Now, the actual medrash is not talking about Kaddish. The actual medrash is talking about that the guy who was in Ovel, the minig was that he would get maftir every single Shabbos of the first year. So, and why did he give him an aliyah of maftir? He gave him an aliyah of maftir because it's a lot of brachas. So he would say seven brachas every Shabbos. And those brachas would serve as an aliyah for the neshama to be oiled the neshama into Gan Eden. That's what Rabbi Kiva says in the Medrash, which is the source for Kaddish and all this stuff. So, so it goes both ways. So the child can schlep the father to Gehenna, and the child can schlep the father into Gan Eden. Interesting idea.
But the father can't schlep him. The son and the,
what does the father have to do with the son? Just because the father is a tzaddik, why would the son go to Gan Eden because of that?
But so the ben,
the ben, the
father, because it's in his chus and parsha.
Correct.
But what's the other way?
It's in his chus, and also he's the one that brought him to this world, right? So automatically he has his chiluk in that chus.
How do you say it? The son can schlep the father either way?
Yeah.
Oh, but the father can't.
No, the father's chus is not going to affect the child. Uh-huh. It's the other way. Now the Goyin discusses a popular an idea, which nowadays is not so popular. Zok the Goyin, Mishem Boinea Miliaser Ulahakois as Bedoin. Somebody that does not give proper Musar to Chacha, or he does not hit his child, al davar sheroi liyaser, on something that they did wrong, and he did not, you know, he should have given him Musar, and he did not give him Musar.
Okay, why does it have to end? There's a double
love,
you see, even if
he... Umechape a love, and he covers over for it. That's okay. Harei ze soinei es benai. You've demonstrated hatred to the child. It's the deepest level of hatred of somebody that you can help them and you don't choose not to help them. You see somebody struggling and you choose to look the other way. Why would you choose to look the other way for someone you love? So if a person truly loves the father truly loves the child, and he sees the child doing something wrong, he's got to teach him a lesson. So he's got to miyaser the child, give him musar, and to, the Goyin says, and he should hit the child as well. Like I said before, I don't know what goes nowadays. This is what he's saying. If you really love your child, not only would he punish him for something that he did, which deserves punishment, he tries to find out more. Okay, yeah, you didn't do anything wrong. Are you sure? Spill the beans. What did you do then? Dig until you find something. Pen asa nidnid kal. Maybe there was a little bit of something you shouldn't have done right. Or miyaser alav, and you're chapping for that. Afilachin amru, and that's why it says afilu gamer. The Gemara makis that even if the person, the child is a good kid, mitzvah mashem makir oisa, hitting him is still good because this way he's on the right path. V'hainu, why would you do that? Shelo yevo nidnid ra klal. This way, you've cleansed it completely. So I was just learning this tonight. So I told my son, When the going says, the more you love your child, the harder you hit him. Bottom line. So, you know, so get ready. So the
now, why do they say it's not? Why do they say it's not applicable today anymore?
Why do they say that, or do they say that?
I heard that it's not applicable because it like does the opposite or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know when it changed exactly.
So, who decided that it changed? You can change the Gemara.
Right. I mean, what makes us, you know, so I think that the point of it didn't change, just the method of how you deliver it. The point is that the Gemara is telling a very important thing. You have to instill a fear in the child. But why do you have to instill a fear in the child? You have to instill a fear in the child so that the child respects the concept that he has to listen to you. Because that's the only way to respect the Messiah, is that there is someone I need to listen to and there's an order. I'm not equal to him. I have to accept Musa from him, right? And if I did something wrong, I deserve the punishment, right? The more, so the child has to understand that he needs to do this and he deserves to be under the jurisdiction of the parent. And if he doesn't, that's punishable in this way. So if the child doesn't understand that, there is no concept of Messiah. There is no concept that I have to listen to you. If anything, you have to listen to me, right? The whole concept, we're friends and this and that. That, I think, is still true. In other words, the going's point is like the Gemara, you have to instill a certain amount of yira and a certain amount of respect and a certain amount of authority. And the hitting is not the point, but it's an expression of the authority. The child has to respect the authority of the parent. This is the authoritative body in my life. I need to follow that Messiah. I need to. It's not a choice. This is what you do, right? Now, that's true. The problem is, like you're saying, nowadays you can instill that, but if you instill that with physical corporal punishment, then the child, what?
We'll call that release.
Yeah, the child is not, that's the nature, for whatever reason, is that they get rebellious from that. So that's not to say they have to go the other way around and ignore the concept. The concept still has to be instilled. And you still have to make sure that the child respects the process of the authority of the parent.
You take away a cell phone for them.
Yeah, you have to do something that they understand is logical. Because they think, they're born to think they're a man da'amar. So they could decide, was this a logical punishment or not? So if they don't understand it as logical, they're going to not understand the consequence, what's going on. So they have to understand, why does this have to do with that? What's the relationship between the punishment that I got and the thing that I did wrong? But if you reserve the patch or whatever for a very specific type of a problem, so then the child will understand that you feel, the parent feels, this is already crossing, this is unacceptable behavior. And the child, if in the context of his relationship with the parent, is such that he thinks and knows that I have to follow the authority and this is unacceptable behavior under that, that's an okay lesson. So I saw an interview one time with Chaim Kanievsky. Well, it wasn't that interview, really. No. So it was, but they didn't tell him that. Whatever, the whole thing, but it doesn't matter. But they asked him, did the disciple ever patch his children? So he said, no. Not really. Only. So he said, did he ever patch you? Chutzpah. So he said, only once. So the guy asked, what was it for? Yeah, so he says, because he not saying the truth one time. So what does that tell you? Rabbi Kanievsky is 90 years old, right? And yeah. And 95, and he's in his 90s, and his brain is full of shas hundreds of times, but he knows that his father didn't feel that a lack of emes is not acceptable behavior. Right. So if a person reserves it for those types of topics of areas, that's good. That makes sense.
Yeah, he had also a breaking something
purpose. Yeah. And this is what I heard. I heard that. All right. to be continued.
How did you say that the sons can bring the father to Gan Eden or Gehinnom?
So Gan Eden is with the schus of the child doing mitzvahs. That brings the neshama of the father.
It's a merit for the father, right?
And if the child is in Gehinnom, the father has to go visit and go see it goes both ways. All right.
Bayach. Thank you, Rabbi.
Bayach. Okay. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night. Don't punch your children too much. Bye.
No, take it easy.
Okay. It's a little bit.